everyone, and welcome back to the Vibe Check. I never know what to say after that.
Hi, my name is Chris, and Brittany doesn't know what to say after that.
I always try to hype it up, and then I'm like, hello.
That's fine.
But yeah, I hope all of you had a wonderful weekend. It's been busy, so sorry we didn't hit you with a pod last week. We've just been busy with our own thing.
Yeah, it's been very, very busy and very, very rough.
Yeah. So with that being said, we're just going to start this off strong. And yeah, we're going to vibe out for a little bit.
Yeah. This segment is called Vibe Out, and pretty much you get some shit off your chest just to get it off. And yeah, we continue the podcast. And Brittany, would you like to go first or me?
I'm going to let you go first.
Okay, I'll go first. So, my vibe out for this week is going to have to be communication, specifically in the workplace. I've been hired onto this company, Siva, for forklifting, and I haven't even started work. And just this week, I was informed that the schooling was no longer available after I came in and pretty much did my testing and all this other crazy shit. I just pretty much had to actually go to school. While on top of that, I was also told that the reason why I hadn't been processed through or put on for the Forklift University schedule is because my supervisor hadn't approved my paperwork or anything. And basically, it was just a huge mess. And I was looking at it like, okay, so y'all hired me on and lied to me saying you had all these shifts and positions available. You're telling me that this Forklift University shit isn't available anymore, and you're just going to put me anywhere and get me started anywhere, but I get to keep my pay. And I'm just like, I'm freaking out because I'm like, well, that's not right. And that's kind of weird. Because one, I haven't even got paid for my testing or any of that shit, you know? So it's just been really rough yesterday. This morning. What am I talking about? This happened this morning. It all got cleared up. Forklift University isn't gone. Some managers in the email were under the impression of me starting school this Monday. Not that I had been taken out of it. They were trying to get me to work just to give me hours on their end. Like, I don't know where the fuck that came from because I wasn't informed that at all. I was told I couldn't even work because I didn't have my badge or any of this shit, man. Like, it's been a mess. Like, really a mess. But pretty much, I get to start tomorrow. I'm going to work this weekend if they allow it. And then Monday, I start this forklifting school. But it's been a huge, huge, huge thing of miscommunication and people not communicating with me right and people not doing shit on their end. Like, my supervisor, apparently, like that woman that was supposed to do that paperwork, she has been on vacation for over 2 weeks. And I'm just like, doesn't anyone, like, pick up her shit? Or, like, if y'all knew that, like, why didn't that just, like, go above her? Like, why does that have to matter? Like, if everything else had literally gone through, why does that matter? Like, especially if she's away. So it's just, like I said, like, it's been really rough. And thank God for Brandon, because he's been busting his ass. And good news for him, though, he got promoted at his job, so he's a supervisor, and so that's cool. But yeah, I'm just, communication, fucking get it together, because you're ruining lives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, goddamn.
Yeah, communication, I feel like, is good in every situation and everything. But workplace, it's frustrating, especially when you're trying to start something new, because I've had a similar experience when I was trying to get on my first mall job at Victoria's Secret. I was trying to get on with them and leave Domino's because I was, like, young. So I was like, Victoria's Secret, ooh, yes, like, that'd be awesome. And they had told me all these awesome things, like I was going to get a free bra after I learned how to size and all this shit. They were like, our discount's awesome, like, we have all this to offer, blah, blah, blah. So I have, like, you know, my little first day, it's great. And then I'm pretty sure you know the situation with this because, like, we were hanging out around this time and I was going to school too. And so after orientation, they were like, yeah, we'll give you a call Saturday, I think. And they were like, you know, to let you know when to come back in for orientation. And I get a call, I think, like, Tuesday or something, sometime within the week. And they were like, are you coming to work? And I was like, you haven't called me. And they're like, well, do you know how to check your schedule? And I'm like, I've only had one day of training, like, no. And then they're like, can you come in? And I'm like, no, like, I'm at a friend's house. No. And then so I go in my next day and they just, like, throw me out on the floor and then ask me if I could work Black Friday. And I was like, I don't know, because I'm not going to quit Domino's just yet because this is sketch. And then, yeah, like she was just like, well, if you're not going to work Black Friday, then we're probably not going to need you. And I'm just like, okay. Because at that point, I didn't really know how mall jobs worked anyways, like just being a regular little sales associate. And so it was just kind of a like, yeah, we're just going to separate and not call it bad or something. I don't know. And I ended up making like $35 that I didn't even realize I had till I got a W-2 in the mail. And I guess it was on my Victoria's Secret card, which I don't think even works, but it's cute because it's pink. But yeah.
So you just kept it.
Yeah, because it's cute.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just frustrating when jobs do that shit to you because like that's like fucking with your livelihood.
Well, and it's also like it's going on a fucking month, you know, and just earlier this week, like I had hit like a serious depression and I hadn't eaten in going on 3 days. And so I had to go sell my Switch just to go get some food. And it was just, it's like, it's just, it fucking pisses me off because it's like, I used to have to do that years ago. Like I didn't used to be able to keep a lot of my shit because I'm used to always constantly having to recycle it by going to get loans for it and fucking, you know, either getting it back or losing it. And it's just like that constant fucking battle with that. And
yeah,
that just made me like, I do not want to have to go through this and I shouldn't be going through this. Like, it's literally because no one won't put me on a fucking schedule and no one's telling me all this other shit. Like I literally got told everything that's going on, like on their end just this week. So I just said like, that's just not fair. Like I need hours. I need something. Like, y'all gotta do something. So,
yeah, for real.
I'm just glad to, I guess, go get a check now and whatever. Like, I don't even care about this forklifting shit anymore. Like, they don't want to give it to me. Like, I look at it like, I'm cool. Like, just tell me what the fuck is up. But y'all are gonna keep me at that fucking forklifting pay. That's how I fucking see it. This is a lot.
Yeah, for real. Hopefully that gets cleared up for you because that's frustrating.
Yep, but that is my vibe out. Are you upset about anything you want to fucking vent about or something?
I'm really not that upset, aside from the fact that I fucking hate summer.
Yeah.
Like, it's hot as hell outside. These bugs piss me off. I cleaned my car the other day, and I'm, like, vacuuming it, and then I went inside just to grab, like, the, like, turtle wax and some rags. And this fucking bumblebee, like, just, like, flies into my car. And you know how I feel about the bees. I was like, uh-uh. I, like, sat there for a while because I was like, I don't know what the fuck to do. And then I went to the other side of the car and opened the door in hopes that he could just go either way. And at some point, he got out. But I do not like summertime. I hate these bugs. I hate this heat. And that's my vibe out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty hot. Like, it's... Brandon's been wanting to get in the pool in the back, but it's been packed, man. Like, I don't fucking want to be around all those people. And it's just one pool. Like, it's such a small area for all those people. Like, fuck all that.
Yeah, it does suck having public pools. I wish I had my own pool. That would be so nice.
I don't do public pools and water parks. I'm not about it.
I like water parks. I don't mind that too much.
That South Park episode with that pee shit. that traumatized me. And I don't care what nobody says, man. People be doing that shit. And they think, I mean, in my opinion, I look at it like this. There's got to be a lot of chlorine. Because I think people believe, like, oh, it's okay if you pee in at a water park or any of that. Because it's like, there's gallons and gallons of chlorine. But I look at it like, that's still fucking gross. And just the thought of everybody, like, in, like, a whirlpool or something. Or, not a whirlpool, like, a wave pool. And people are just pissing out of excitement. Or just fucking because they're bored. And you're just swimming in pee and chlorine, and I'm like, it's not a vibe. It's really not. Like,
that's what I hate about public pools is I can tell the difference from when I swim in someone's personal pool compared to public pools because my hair will just feel nasty after swimming. Like after in public pools, like my hair will get itchy and gross. And I went swimming the past two nights, and it was, you know, private pool, whatever. And like I don't feel gross. Some of my bumps on my leg kind of like went down a little bit, which was kind of cool. I don't know if that has anything to do with the pool chemicals, but it happened after I went swimming. I just noticed the like cleanliness and just the less chemicals because that chlorine, that shit will just makes my skin feel gross and my hair. Like I have to immediately shower after being in a public pool.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to anyway, just because the chlorine, it's really damaging for your hair if you just let it sit.
Yeah.
I never understood that about my friends. Like, I was taught that as a kid, and I guess other kids weren't. So whatever, like if they get out of a pool and they just go like either like wash off under some water or just go put on their clothes and dry off and just chill. I'm just like, man, you're fucking, you're gonna go bald pretty soon. That's how I look at it. Like, you're gonna start balding because you didn't wash your hair after you got out of the pool when you were a kid.
Yeah, that should be making my head feel gross sometimes.
Well, all that is off of our chests. So now, I don't know, I kind of told you a little bit an update as far as, because that was part of my update, was my shit with my job, like me just not working all this month. Aside from that, yeah, there really hasn't been much. It's a depressing topic. I don't want to talk about an update because there's nothing to update. I've just been at my house. How about that?
Yeah.
That's really it. Like, honestly, that's the gist of it, because you can't do anything, so just been here.
Yeah, I've been chilling at my house a little bit. I have been working a lot because I had like a 5-day on, but then I've been off the last couple of days because I was supposed to get teeth work, but I had to push it off because I have to save more money.
But didn't you get something done already?
Not yet. I got like a cleaning done.
Oh, cleaning. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah. My next thing I'm going to get done is my crown on my broken tooth and then like two cavity fills. And then I have to get a root canal. And I'm just like, I almost want to push the root canal till December so I can get my other work done when my benefits reset, hopefully in January. I don't know. It's just all so expensive is what I do know.
Yeah, dental work is a bitch.
But it's got to be done, so I'm like just dealing with that. But I have been cleaning a little bit. I've been trying to organize and got more like cubby stuff for things. So I've been kind of slowly cleaning up my house, organizing a little bit, trying to get rid of different things. So that's been fun.
Yeah, I need to clean. No, I don't. I don't need to clean, really. I get straightened up a little bit.
Yeah, I've been cleaning, like, here and there. So the house honestly looks great because, like I said, we got more space to put things. I brought my little bookshelf into my living room, and I was able to put more spooky stuff in the living room, which is awesome. And I could take... I have my Halloween tree still up because that's, like, my Halloween 24/7 tree now. And it was just sitting on, like, a TV tray, just chilling, and now it's on a bookshelf, so it looks a lot cleaner, like... I meant to do that, so that's great. And I've got my I got my mangas, which is actually funny because I have all the Fruits Basket mangas from back in the day. And I was just looking at them because I thought I lost a book and I was freaking out and was trying to buy it. And I saw, like, I have the last one. I think it's volume 23. And I was looking at the prices for it. And one that was used was like almost $500. And then, yeah, for a new version of that manga, just one, was like $800. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm glad I bought them when I did.
Do you plan on keeping them, or are you going to like try to sell them eventually?
Oh, I'm going to keep them until I'm about to die or something, you know, and I need some money to keep me up. Fruits Basket is one of my favorites. And first of all, they're aesthetically pleasing on my bookshelf. And second of all, I have not read through the whole series, so I need to do that. I'm just really bad about reading. It's a problem for me, but I'm going to read them all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just be on other stuff. And I've been playing some Animal Crossing. I'm trying to get further in that, too, because I've been kind of lazy. But I've been doing a lot of stuff. Like, I've been watching Gossip Girl again. But speaking of watching stuff, did you like the Monsters, Inc.?
Oh, like the movies?
Mm-hmm.
They're okay.
So they dropped the new series, Monsters at Work.
Oh, really? Like an actual show?
Yeah, on Disney Plus. There's like two of them, and I watched them today, and they are really, really good.
Really? How many episodes are already out?
Only two, because they came out yesterday. So I think I assume that they're going to be dropping maybe two episodes a week, two or one, I don't know. But I don't know. The two I saw today were so good, and I was kind of mad that there was no more.
So if you ever get a chance, check out Raven's Home. That's really, really good. That's probably like the only thing that I really binge-watched on Disney+.
I actually watched the first episode before we started recording.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I saw it, and I didn't know what to watch while I was eating, so I actually watched that, and the first episode was really good.
I like how they're really... Well, how they have, because it's been on for a few years now. I just like how Raven has incorporated her and Chelsea living together with their kids, and you get a little bit of their life, which of course are us adults. We're interested in that. And then you have like the younger generation who's watching, you know, they got the kids' life and shit. And I just like how it all like tied together. Like, oh man, I can't tell you anything because you haven't watched it. Shit, so no spoilers at all. It gets really good.
I'm excited. Yeah, I watched the first episode and I was like, oh, this is pretty good, because I remember you talking about it and I was like, I'm gonna watch it, because I watched the fuck out of That So Raven when I was younger. That shit was so good. Oh my gosh, and I didn't realize that the dude that plays Stanley in The Office was like the principal or whatever.
Stanley in The Office.
Have you ever watched The Office?
I have it. Is Stanley the black guy, like the bald guy?
Yeah.
The principal. Is he? Wait, he was on That's So Raven or Raven's Home?
Raven's Home.
He was in The Office?
Yeah.
Raven's Home's principal is like the fucking 6'3" dude. Well, no, that's the coach. Wait, I haven't seen Raven's Home in a minute. Hold on. Oh, well, fuck, I can't look it up right now. Okay, well, I know who Stanley is. I didn't know he was in that Raven's Home.
Yeah. Let me make sure. Just make sure I'm not lying out here.
Because I don't remember a principal. The only, like, figure I remember from the school on Raven's Home is the coach.
Yeah, he was... I mean, it was the very first episode, too. He, like, suspended Raven.
On Raven's Home?
Yeah, it is him.
Okay. Yeah, I'd have to see that again. I also haven't had Disney Plus in a while, too. Yeah. Because I didn't want Raven's Home to end, so I gave it a break. But I can't remember who was paying for that. I don't know if we were or one of Brandon's friends. But either way, we gave up on it.
Yeah, it's good.
A show that I've been watching that's... I don't know if we... Actually, I think we did finish it. It was Hypercar. It's on Netflix. And it was about pretty much... Oh, no. Not Hypercar. I don't know if Hypercar was the one with the drifting or Fastest Car. But one of those shows, it had this girl who was, like, really poor and from a really bad part of the world and just didn't really have anything. And it was kind of, like, almost crazy how she got into drifting. But, man, like, basically, she was the first one and her story, you know, like, for some fucking reason, everything's going all perfectly fine. You know, you see she's got a sad story, but, you know, she's determined, and she's 22, but she looks like she's fucking 10. Like, I don't know, man. She looks really young, but it's her and her dad that are there, and she's doing, like, she's fucking up this course, like, she's going fast, but it gets to this one part where her engine gets flooded because they have to go over water, and it fucks up her car, and she can't continue the race or the competition at all. She gets disqualified. And when I tell you, seeing that, like, literally made me cry. I was not expecting it. I wasn't expecting that at all, because it was like, it wasn't expected, honestly. Like, I didn't think that was honestly going to be in the competition at all. Like, they started fucking with it and kind of like tweaking it, like, as the show went on, just because of that, because more people, you know, their engines started flooding. And it's just like, if y'all gonna just flood people's engines, like, people are not gonna do this shit. But that girl in particular, it was just like her determination and how skillful she was, and like, was the only drifter in her country and every fucking thing. Like, it was great. And then she gets all the way to America. That's all that they were excited about, was being in this country for whatever fucking reason. And they get here and that happens to them. And that's just, why does everything have to be sad on shows? Especially reality TV. It's like, everyone always has a sad story, or, you know, I started from this shitty place and now I'm here and I'm ready to, you know, show the world. And then, boom, some ignorant ass shit like that happens. That's out of your control.
Right. I do hate that. Oh my gosh. But you know what I did watch today that was so cute?
What?
Wish Dragon.
Wish Dragon?
Yeah, you were talking about people's lives, like, being crap, or, you know, like, starting out so bad. And it's called Wish Dragon, and it almost looks like a Pixar movie, but it's not. It's like a Sony production movie or some shit. I don't know. It's on Netflix, and I had seen it, but it's kind of like a kid movie. Like, it's this, like, guy gets, like, this teapot, and there's, like, a dragon that can grant 3 wishes type of thing, type of situation. And it's really cute, and I really like it a lot.
I mean, I'm sure it's entertaining. You said it's a Pixar, or?
It's not Pixar. It looks like a Pixar movie, but it's, like, okay. It's not. It's, like, it said, like, Sony Productions, and it might be like a Netflix film, but it's really good and really good quality. Like, I saw him get like a little bowl of soup and you could see the steam rising from his little soup. And it's like the animation is similar to Pixar. That's why I compared it. Kind of like that 3D like look. And it's just really cute. And basically what it's about is this guy just wants to reunite with his childhood best friend. And he's from like a little poor town, and she's like famous now, kind of. So he's trying to like use the wish dragon to get close to her. And I don't know, it's really cute, and it's got a really good life message and shit like that, you know what I mean? Really tugs on the heartstrings.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it a lot. I saw it and it like caught my attention, so I was like, I might just check it out. And then I actually watched it today and I was like, wow, it's really good.
Yeah, I try to avoid things that make me cry, because for some reason, especially with age, I just tend to fucking cry when some devastating shit happens on TV.
Oh my gosh, me fucking too.
I don't get it. It's kind of really, it's aggravating, because I could just honestly just be sitting there straight faced and then just tears, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not even it's like that the tears hit me before the fucking emotions is what fucking freaks me out.
Yes. I feel the same way, because one that's really bad for me is My Name is Earl. That's one of my favorite shows. Like,
in My Name is Earl makes you cry.
Yes, sometimes, because like I've watched the series probably like 5 times, and it's only now, it's like I'll watch an episode and like it just ends so good, and I just can't help but cry because I'm just so happy. And I'm like, what the fuck? I've no, like, I've seen this. It's so bad. And yeah, it's only just gotten worse. And it's like the more I watch something, the like more emotion that I get, like I get attached to it. It's just, I don't know. Like, I was getting emotional watching It, the first one, chapter one. I just watched it the other night, and I was getting emotional about some of that stuff, and I was just like, I need to stop.
I think it's like, I don't know. I think what it really stems from is, in reality, you don't see a lot of positivity shit. Like, it's kind of, you have to get it from social media or on your phone or on TV, like reality TV shows and shit. And so when you're exposed to it, it's kind of just like, oh shit. Because I don't know. Well, I don't know if I can say that. Because if some like tearjerker shit happened like in front of me, I don't think I'd react to it as I would just by myself in my house. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't say that. So I don't know, man. I know I don't. It's been a rough month for me. So I mean, seeing anything happy, and then like you said, like it can be like just happy shit happening, and you can cry, or just sad shit. Like, it's just, you're so sensitive to it. It's stupid.
Yeah, it sucks, but it's good.
Yeah, I guess it shows that you care to a certain extent, even though I come off as a fucking asshole. But I'm over here talking about some I cry.
Yeah.
Especially like cartoons. That's even more random and weird.
Yeah. It just be like that sometimes.
It do.
I just get emotional now. I hate it. Oh, Harry Potter. Oh my gosh. Like the last movie when they're like having the fight at Hogwarts, I get so emotional. Like when they're like setting up and everything, it hits me so hard. That's another one that, I don't know, it just gets me every time.
Is it Hogwarts?
Well, yeah, they like have a fight at Hogwarts because they're
Oh, you're talking about Harry Potter. I'm tripping.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hogwarts.
I don't know, like off the top of my head right now, a movie that's like intentionally to be sad that I've cried from. I mean, I feel like everyone's first as a child growing up, at least in our fucking era, was Titanic.
I love Titanic. I didn't cry at first, but I probably would cry watching it now since I'm so sensitive.
That was my first. I don't cry at all at this fucking point. I just love the story and just the movie itself, like the cinematics of it. It was the first movie that made me cry. Like, it gave me emotional reaction when I was a kid, which I didn't understand. I think it was because I was just scared. I was honestly like terrified of that thought of being in the middle of the ocean at night, cold. Like, who the fuck wants that?
Yeah.
Oh man! And then they had that scene where they were showing the bodies in the ocean, like the aftermath of it. It was like, man, that is depressing. Fuck all of that. That is scary. That happened in real life.
It's dark.
Yes. Like, you know what? Now that we're on that topic, can I express a movie idea?
Sure.
This is probably a little controversial, but you know what? I feel like Titanic was controversial. And even though it happened so long ago, I feel like we should have another controversial love drama movie like that. Because Titanic was a real thing that happened. The only thing that was, you know, fictional, you know, made up was like the little love story that was kind of happening, like mm-hmm. during it. And so what if they had another love story situation for 9/11? What if? Do you think that would do well? Do you think that's too soon? How fucking long ago was Titanic? Because I felt like that was fucking inappropriate anyway.
I don't know. Like, I think it was, I don't know.
Was that in the 1800s? Nah, I couldn't have been that fucking long ago. It was in the 19. I mean, if it was 19 anything, then, and here we are, Titanic, the actual movie, that came out in what, the 90s?
I think so. Yeah.
Then fuck. I mean, they wouldn't do some shit like that for 9/11 until like fucking 2090 or some shit then. 2090, 2080, something. Like, I don't know. Because, like, I don't know. Like, I just thought about that. Like, Titanic, it was like something that actually happened. So to see that, like a visual of what happened, you know, that's something. And I mean, shit, to see a visual of 9/11, I mean, we see all the fucking camera footage over the fucking years from so many different angles, like everything but actually inside. So why not fucking make a movie out of that, along with, I don't know, two motherfuckers meeting up or falling in love or working in that bitch or something. I don't goddamn know. Because, you know, it just would fucking happen unexpectedly. Because, I don't know, I didn't know shit about Titanic. So watching it as a kid, like, that was unexpected to me. That motherfucking whole crash happening. I thought it was a love movie. Like a little, like a chick flick. And then everybody started dying. And so, yeah, you just get fucking flustered with emotions. And what other time? Well, there's other times other than 9/11. But I just thought about 9/11 off the top of my head. I can't think of another situation, though.
Yeah.
Fuck, like, a mass shooting movie. That's way too soon.
Yeah, that would be...
Dude, I'd be so fucking pissed off if they came out with a mass shooting movie. That would just... Oh, my God. Do you know, like, at jobs that I've had, like, orientations for, you know that they host active shooter videos now, right?
What?
They show you and like the company I'm at now, SIVA, they made us fucking watch mm-hmm. an active shooter video. Pretty much in these videos, and all companies are different. They tell you how to react to an active shooter. And what's really fucking frustrating about it is every company makes you do it differently. Two companies that I've worked for that had an active shooter video that actually made, that said something about fight the actual active shooter. Like, if they come in contact with you, fight them off. It was fucking, oh my God, what was it? It was Weston Foods and fucking SIVA. And I just thought that was so fucking weird because out of all the other companies, you know, they say whenever there's an active shooter, they tell you, you know, like, go run and hide, you know, make sure you get out of the building. Mm-hmm. Don't go towards any noise. Like, if you have your phone, you know, immediately call the police. Basically, how to avoid it and stay safe. But these motherfuckers were telling you, you know, fight for your life. And I'm just like, dude, no, I don't like that. And then also, like, what I was getting at, though, with these films that they make you watch with these active shooters is they have this parts where, you know, it's just the regular workspace or just a regular day, and then this random fucking cringy ass white man comes out of nowhere with a fucking duffel bag just walking around casually, no one's mm-hmm. stopping him, and it's always a fucking white man with a duffel bag, and then he fucking comes out of nowhere with a fucking goddamn AK or whatever fucking shotgun or something, some dramatic ass weapon. And it's never like a pistol or something like fucking, you know, like you would think they'd fucking have. Like, it's something stupid. And then they just fucking go haywire and just start showing all these fucking fake, cringy ass, fake ass gunshots at fucking people and gunshot wounds and shit. And it's like, goddamn, like, can we not do this? It's like, I don't like fucking seeing that shit. They don't need to make a movie about that for a while. Like, fuck that.
That is wild. I have seen some like that where they kind of tell you what you want, what you need to do during an active shooter. I think I've seen a few slides like at Walmart and maybe Lowe's. I don't know. I'm pretty sure like they talked about it there. But I think when I worked for like Macy's, like their big like center, I think we actually watched a video of an active shooter.
But like the thing about it is like those companies that tell you to fight is why fight? Like, if someone with a gun, someone with fucking range at that, Like, I'm fight what and how? Like, the only way is if I catch them off guard first. And, bitch, I'm not searching for them. Like, I'm out. Like,
right, I'm like, I'm trying to find my car and get the fuck out.
Right, and then fuck all the, what I hate even more is they're like, go to this standout point, and, you know, everyone meet together with your supervisor and all this like, bitch, no, like, if there's a fucking goddamn a mass shooting, we out. Like, I don't give a fuck. We in our cars and we gone. Like, we'll talk about it. You can send an email. We already know what the fuck is up. News, police, everybody's gonna be there, bitch. You contact us. We're gone. Like, I'm not fucking hanging around that shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, that's just, oh, that's just so fucking frustrating. Like, I know what I'm doing on my end. Like, I know they have to show that shit because, like I said, every company literally handles it differently. But The film is always the fucking same. It's this cringy ass fucking white dude with a bag and then a gun, and he just starts fucking shooting every goddamn body, and everyone's running, and it's just, you see people getting shot, and it's not okay. So,
yeah.
It's whatever.
Yeah, it's scary. Luckily, I've never had to deal with that at any job.
I haven't either. Like, I think there was one time, I can't even remember the name of the elementary school. It's over there off of Wilma. It's like right by that car lot over there. But I went to that school temporarily, but there was a situation where we had to go on lockdown. And if I remember correctly, it wasn't first grade or kindergarten. I think a teacher was saying that someone had a gun, and that's why she was like crying. Because I remember our teacher was crying and was like freaking out and was trying to calm the students down because she didn't want to cry. And I don't know. Like, oh, yeah. And I remember a little girl, she came in the classroom like freaking out because she was missing for a while, because before the, when those alarms that went off, she had asked, could she go to the bathroom? So, I can only imagine how fucking scary that would be to hear that while you're fucking trying to go to the bathroom as a kid, and then just, But I don't think it was a shoot. Like, I don't know. No one got shot, but I think that was, like, one of the things. But that, why the fuck do we have to deal with this? Like, why is that a concern with our school system? School
shootings. This happened.
Just why? And I just feel like it's one of those things, like, people, I don't like when people show those kind of films or even get those, like, show, like, give awareness to that kind of shit, because I just feel like that just fuels those people who are, like, really depressed and have that rage hidden in them that are capable of doing that shit, because, you know, they know where their parents keep their guns or they have guns of their own and shit like that. Like, I just feel like it's giving people ideas, and it's one of those things now. It's like, if a kid gets really mad, now they're expected to fucking bring some type of weapon to school and fucking just harm everybody. And it's just like, why? Anyway. We keep circling back to it. I don't know what else to say.
Well, we can always take a break and come back with some other stuff.
That's right. We do breaks completely. So, yeah. We're going to do a break. All right, everybody, welcome back to the podcast. You know what time it is. If you don't, that's okay, because I don't either, and we're clearly on different times.
So, adventure time.
Yeah, it's adventure time every time when you listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you get on it.
Yeah, speaking of adventure time, have you seen the new one? They made like 3 episodes. It's like Uncharted Land or something like that.
Yeah, I've seen all 3 of them. I really like the last one with Finn and Jake. I think that was a really great way to end it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
They had already spoke, though, like, before they had released that one. Like, people knew the Finn and Jake story was coming, but before they had even, I think even before they had even made all 3, the creators had came out with an article basically speaking on what was coming, and they had said that, you know, they know that they really don't have to give everyone necessarily an ending, because I don't know if you watched the actual show, how the actual show ended. I mean, I was comfortable with it. I was just like, okay, you know, it was kind of, okay, that's expected. But not necessarily, I can't really say expected. There's a lot of cliffhangers, but it was kind of like, okay, I can get it. You know, a show is ending, so this is how they want everyone to be remembered and where they want everyone placed. Okay, cool. But how they ended it in, I think it was Distant Lands. Or whatever the fuck the last one is.
Yeah, I think it was like Distant Lands or something
That's the very last one called Distant Lands? Or Before Time?
Something or like In that. Time? I don't know.
Fucking know. Finn and Jake's story, I'll know what the fuck's up. Yeah, the way they ended that one, it just, that one, that ending also felt extremely right, because that, the way how Adventure Time just flows itself, like the concept of it, the way how it ended with where Finn and Jake are, it, that makes perfect sense. That's just like, okay, that's kind of like a tier two ending.
yeah, it was good. I liked it a lot. The last one, like, it just, I don't know, it kind of had me a little emotional, I'm not gonna lie. But I love Adventure Time. It's just so good and so wholesome.
It is. I really wish you would watch Steven Universe. I think you would fucking love it.
I might check it out. It should be on.
Nah. You
okay,
gotta.
I will.
You got to. It is not just like that cartoon. Man, that cartoon is slick therapeutic. I'm not even gonna lie, because there are just certain things that it talks about that I don't know. It's just so well written and so easily expressed. I don't know. It's just something about that show, man. What's her name? Rebecca Sugar? Yeah, girl. She deserves all the awards. And then what was it? The last season or series to Steven Universe, where he's an adult? No, he's a teenager. That's what he is. That right there, like how they ended that all off. Like that was just, that was really good. That was really fucking good, because Steven Universe, like what he struggles with as a teenager, I guess is more relatable to adulthood. So, I mean, the series itself, like it's a lot of shit you can take apart, like put into everyday life, and has to do with, like, I mean, it's not just shit that, you know, kids or teenagers go through, you know, adults go through this shit too, especially when it comes to not knowing how to, like, when you have a big heart and you don't know how to say no, or you're always worried about fucking other people and constantly getting let down, or you feel like everyone depends on you, and then out of nowhere, people don't depend on you, and you don't know what to do, and just, it's just shit like that. Like, you can get into it. And it's beautiful animation, and Steven is just a great fucking character all around, and you would like it, Brittany. I would say start at a specific part, but that's just me trying to get to all the meat of it, because like the first season there's a lot of like filler episodes, but you get the gist of it. By the time you get to like season two, especially two, like everything, like you see the story, because oh my god, dude, you learn about his mom. Let me not spoil shit.
Okay, I'll definitely watch it.
Please do. Even if you want, I will fucking go back and I'll watch that with you. We can make that the show that we talk about. I would be more than glad to talk about fucking Steven Universe. I don't give a fuck. It was a really good show.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about it and stuff.
Teaches you how to be a better person, which the world needs.
Yeah, for real.
And speaking of being a better person, let's get into the vibe outs. I mean, not vibe outs. Oh my god, we're not angry anymore. What the fuck? No, we're not angry. Good vibes. That's what we're talking about. Good vibes. Yeah, good vibes for the week. shit, you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay. Okay, so my good vibe for the week is gonna have to be keep that hustle no matter what happens. And coming from me, like, not many people know what I go through. I'm a very, very private person, and this podcast has allowed me to kind of talk freely, and I don't know, I just say what's on my mind. I don't take anything back. Anyone has any questions, feel free to hit me up and we can discuss. But overall, it's allowing me to, I guess, see and hear myself, because, you know, I'm just constantly in my head just by myself, and I don't know, to actually go back and hear myself talk more. Wow, Brittany, you know what just happened to me?
What?
I lost my train of thought. Yep. That's something that happens on here for some fucking reason. I was
out of nowhere.
Out of no fucking where. All right, Brittany, so we're talking about good vibes. And my good vibe is keeping that hustle. Keeping that hustle. What I'm getting at is keeping your fucking hustle, because now I'm getting mad at myself. Is no matter what you're going through, you can't stay, you know, defeated or feeling like there's nothing you can do. Like, I had a really bad breakdown because, I mean, there's a lot of times, especially with jobs, I don't know what the fuck it is, I have the absolute worst luck. And I'm serious about that. There is, like, a dark cloud over me when it comes to employment, and I don't know why, but one of the main things that I have pretty much taught myself is you can't sit in that and feel constantly like, I can't do this, you know, like, I have to, no matter what, until I get a secure fucking job, until I can get my money and everything going, you know, I have to keep working for people until I can actually start my own entrepreneurship. And that is what I'm trying to get back into so bad. Like, it's happening all around me. I see my sister doing it. Like, she's just got herself her fucking semi truck. And I mean, she sells peat moss or sea moss or some fucking shit. But it's just, everyone's doing their own thing, man. And, you know, you always got to have that hustle. So, like, no matter what, like, don't ever feel like you can't do something, because you can. And you have to, because if you don't, it's just going to fucking fall apart. And so, yeah, you don't want that to happen. So keep that drive, no matter what.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah. I'm sorry I got a little dragged out towards the end. I'm just...
No, it's
you fine. Don't understand, Brittany. It's been it's hard to fucking say some positive shit when you know what's been going on.
Right.
I sound like I'm drunk. Like, just hang in there. I'm gonna get my fucking ass kicked over here.
Yeah, but I mean, it's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I was taking a drink of water. Do you have any good vibes you would like to send out for the week?
So my good vibe is just, take some time for yourself. I've probably talked about this before, but I just feel like it's very important to focus on yourself, just mentally, and just doing things that make you feel better. Recently, I've just been trying to surround myself around people I want to be around, or just trying to clean up my space a little bit. Like when I was talking about organizing and stuff, like, I had the time to do it, so I did it, and it's made me feel good because it's things I want to get done, and it's something that I'm just like pressing on myself. And I also got to spend some time with my sister, so that was really nice. And yeah, I still have been very stressed in between, but I just want to further just take time for myself. Like tonight, I think I'm going to spend some time trying to meditate, as well as finish cleaning up my room. And then I'm going to just enjoy the rest of my time off of work until I have to go back tomorrow. And I'll probably, I don't know, play some video games or something. And I just think it's important to sometimes take that time for yourself and do something that you enjoy, something that you don't have to really think about, even if you feel like you're not being productive. Like, if you take a whole day off just to sit on the couch and sleep and watch TV, like, don't beat yourself up about that, because you probably needed that rest. And I mean, if you wanted to watch TV, then you want to watch TV. Who cares? There's been so many days where I'm like, I probably should clean, but instead I just didn't, because mentally I just wanted to just watch TV or not do anything. And it's okay to take that time. So yeah, I just think you should just take some time for yourself. And yeah, things have just been weird. And things have been weird for me because I'm not used to being around people again, and like everything just feeling like normal again. It's just kind of been weird. And I feel like the pandemic's really had like taken a toll on my mental. So I'm just trying to get back to where I was, trying not to stress so much and worry about shit I can't change. And just I just want to live life again.
Telling you, man. Like, when I start getting this money again, like, I'm going back to my healthy ass and going to the woods and walking around in trails and shit.
Yeah.
Going to lakes. Like, I gotta get out of the house. It just feels so weird being saying, oh yeah, I have a job, but you know, they don't have me on a schedule.
Yeah.
Going on a fucking month. So yeah, when everything just gets back in gear, I think I'll be a lot better. It's just been dragging like a motherfucker.
Yeah. And I've noticed that in my life, like, inconsistency is just hard to work with. I just
very.
Yeah, like my job, it's some days like some weeks will be very similar to like last week's, and I like those weeks because I'm like, okay, at least I kind of know when I'm off, I can kind of plan things. But since I work retail, it's a lot of just randomness, and I'm trying to navigate my life through randomness, and I want to incorporate new things. Like, I would like to start working out, and I'm probably going to get like an elliptical here soon. So I just want to like wake up earlier and just take like, if even just 30 minutes, just some like cardio in the morning. I just want to start incorporating that before I go into work, because I have come to the realization that I'm not going to work out after work because I'll be too tired.
Right.
It's hard, but we're back on normal schedule. So I'm not having to go into work as early unless I have to open. So I'm like, I can realistically, I could wake up at like 10 and do a workout and still have like an hour and a half to get ready. So yeah, that's my good vibe, is just do things for yourself. Self-improvement.
Hell yeah. And also to co-sign off for your good vibe real quick, because you had mentioned meditation. Do it. Yeah. Do it. Everybody, I don't care. I will fucking stress out on people. That's my thing, that if I had to enforce that on people, it is definitely meditation, because it is so easy and so beneficial. And let me tell you, that is what has gotten me through this month. Like, I have not done it consistently, but even doing it when you can, and you can see, like, when I used to do it consistently, like, I'm just so much better at reacting to things and trying not to be in my head. Like, when it happens, oh, it happens. And it happens for, like, a whole fucking day, if not 2 days, if I allow it. But it's gotten a little bit easier to manage because, again, it's out of your control. And you can't do anything but just, you know, do what you can. But if you can't do anything, then you can't do shit, you know? And that's just something you gotta accept. And once you can get past that, you know, It's a little easier, you know, but yeah, definitely meditate. I'd definitely recommend that, for real.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do it, because I've been just stressing and having a hard time keeping cool, even though I have been having like a really good time. Don't get me wrong, like these last couple of days off have been much needed. I was actually able to go swimming. That was like my first time swimming this year, so that was really nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I love swimming. Last night, we didn't swim for very long. I think we swam for maybe like 40 minutes to an hour, but that was still like plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. That's really good.
Yeah. I love swimming. It's just finding the time to do it and being off the same times as everybody else just sucks.
But very true. Yeah. Shit. I'm even thinking about swimming now, because I just had that whole fucking ordeal about, oh, I hate public pools, but yeah, I can swim in a pool, and that also contradicts when I was going to fucking mention about me swimming in damn lakes, because, I mean, lakes have God knows what in them, so.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff in them.
Right, I'm over here worried about some fucking piss and chlorine, like, it seems about as great as it gets then, so.
Yeah, I mean, I swam at Daryl's mom's house, so it was, like, her pool.
Oh, that's fucking still really good. That's private.
Yeah, I like private pools over public pools.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but who knows, maybe you'll find some time where no one's there and jump in real quick.
What would you mean? We're supposed to because I'm still an employee. They have that fucking company trip with us going to Beach Bend, or no, Holiday World. What the fuck is it?
Yeah, Beach Bend.
Yeah, for that.
Yeah,
fucking,
when is that?
The 28th of August.
28th of August. I gotta ask for that day off. Am I still going with you?
Yeah, that's why I just mentioned it. Like, that's when we're supposed to go.
Yeah, because I asked you, and then you didn't tell me, so I had to re-ask.
Oh, well, my bad.
Cool. I'm about to send that to myself, so I can request that day off.
I've never been. Do they have roller coasters there?
I don't remember if Beach Bend did. I know they had, like, a lot of... Yeah, actually, I think they do. Because I went on this one roller coaster where it was almost like you were in a car, but, like, almost like a... kind of like a teacup, but not really in a teacup. Maybe it was... I don't know. But you were in, like, a little cup, and, like, it was, like, a four-seater. And at some points, you would be backwards, but it didn't go upside down or anything. It was chill.
Hmm.
Yeah, if they sold that one. They have some fun things. And I think they have, like, a small water park.
Okay, I'm going to have to, like, Google it, because I haven't even, like, looked into it at all. I just seen what all they were offering as far as food and, like, not housing. Oh, my God. They had, like, some type of, like, rental or something they had going on. Because it's for, like, all day. Like, we have access to, like, the whole park. So that's why I'm just interested to see what all they're going to have. Because if they have roller coasters, it's over. Man, I love me some roller coasters. That adrenaline rush is like no other.
Yeah, I'm excited to go.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. See, now I'm feeling better. I feel a little better. I can look forward to that.
Yeah, we're going to go ride some waves and roller coasters.
We're going to ride some pee waves.
Yep. We're going to be out there in the pee pee.
Oh, my God. Okay. Nope. I thought I was going to go with it, but I'm not.
That's hilarious. But yeah, I guess that about wraps us up, you know, satisfactory.
Yeah, sorry everything's been kind of like spotty with us. Like, it's just, y'all know, we try to update y'all. That's why I've been including updates, because it has been a weird month, and you know, shit happens. But if anything, we definitely want to keep this podcast alive, and really appreciate everyone that listens and even reaches out to us in messages and show support, or just, you know, just checking in on us. So it is what it is, and you guys rock. And you're beautiful, and you keep my little brown boy heart alive.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
It is.
But yes, as always, follow our socials. We've got the Vibe Check Podcast on Facebook and the_vibe_check_podcast at Instagram. So hit us up. Follow us so you can see when we do upload. And then you can always give us a rate on the Apple Podcast, depending on where you're listening. And if you want to send us any tea, ask us any questions, tell us your darkest secrets, just give us a shout at our email at askvibecheck@gmail.com.
Yep, and if you want us to read your palm or tell your future, hit us up on the exact same email, and we'll be more than glad to do that too.
Yep, I've got like four tarot sets.
Oh shit, that's right, you do have tarot cards.
I do.
Shit, I was just bullshitting, but okay. Yeah, okay, then yeah, send us a picture of your hand. Do it. No, don't do that. Do it. Don't.
Yeah, do it. Why not?
Don't do it. Do it. See, I want to stress you out. I hope you're stressed.
But yeah, I have four tarot sets, and I actually used my cards not too long ago, but I haven't been touching them much because I've been in some weird energy. So
yeah, aren't you supposed to not mess with them when you're feeling like that?
Probably. I usually only mess with them when I'm in good energy and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but yeah, I kind of want to play with them soon. I haven't been feeling too bad, so maybe I'll
do them on me. You can do them on me.
Okay.
Because there's something I want to, you know what, we're not going to talk about this part on the podcast. Well, I mean, you can include this, but there's something I want to talk to you that involves spirituality as well. So, yeah, who knows, we can probably talk about it on the podcast, because it's really interesting. It has to deal with spiritual healing, and it's not what you think. Like, I'm not going to fucking cut you and then wipe my hand around you and your skin's going to come back together. Or we're going to fucking get together and do some thoughts and prayers bullshit. It actually requires energy and serious thought. And it requires two bodies to actually work. And I have actual proof behind this, because I came across some dude who, it was on Reddit. Some guy had fucking mentioned it. And, I mean, you got to, like, put together kind of, like, the supernatural of the world, which there are some serious realities to it, like people having supernatural powers and being able to do supernatural things. I mean, it is what it is. Like, we may not be able to explain it with science, but it fucking happens. It's factual, and I don't fucking know what else to say. So, mm-hmm. When it comes to this, I want to fucking, it's pretty much going to help pretty much improve your mood, like, overall. Like, it helps the brain kind of, like, you shift, like, actual, like, that energy. Like, it's, I can't explain it. I gotta read all this shit to you, and it's better explained that way. Like, I'm just including this at the end of this, but
okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be a grand time, I promise. It's not some freaky shit.
Yeah, it sounds cool. I'm DTL, down to learn. I feel like a lame, like, teacher.
Are you ready to DTL clap?
That's hilarious. But yeah, so I guess we're done here.
We're done, bye. No, I'm joking. That's such a fucking abrupt way to fucking end it.
Right. We're just like, we're done.
If I was a celebrity, I think I'd do shit like that. People have cameras in my faces. Like, after you finish saying what you're saying, just get that camera out of my face.
Right. I'm done.
I'm done. Like, after you win an award, like, okay, I'm leaving.
Like, goodbye.
I love that. I don't know why. I've kind of have that fucking energy about me. I don't know. It's just because I feel like I used to be awkward about ending shit. So it's just, all right, whatever. This is done. So
yeah, me too. It's like, I guess I'm done now. All right.
Yeah.
That's all, like, I got to say about that.
It's over.
Right. It's OV. We done. We've said what we needed to say. We've thanked. We've said our goodbyes. We said our love for everyone. And yeah, we're here.
Yep. So we love you guys. Take care.
Yep. Goodbye.
Goodbye.